Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got to mention the Rangers trade, BT. It is now official. Chris Kreider accepted the deal to go to Anaheim as the Rangers begin breaking up the core. I know Ranger fans are emotional. This had to happen. Like, unfortunately, and yeah, he's an all-time great Ranger, the all-time leader in playoff goals, third in the regular season. Maybe one day they do retire the number 20 to the rafters. I'm sure that will happen one day down the road here. I'm not sad about it because this group had more than enough opportunity to get the job done, and they just could not do it. So this had to happen. I'm glad that he accepted the trade, even with the no-trade clause, and the Ducks were one of the teams that was on his no-trade clause. So this is the first piece. Now I want Zibanejad out of here.
Yeah.
I hate to be, you know, harsh about it, but the reality is the Rangers were not winning the cup with the group. We saw that. They failed. So love you, Kreider, but, I mean, it's time to build a new team here, a team that could go out there and try to win a Stanley Cup. And then the drought since 1994 and take advantage of having the best goaltender in the game in Igor Shesterkin. I can't get emotional and hold on to these guys. This is the best hockey move that Chris Drury could have made.
I think a lot of fans feel differently, though. Not that they don't know that it's the right move deep down. Because, listen, I don't know that he ever replicates what he did a couple of years ago when he had 26 power plays, led the league, 52 goals. I mean, played, I think, basically every single game. That was, what, 21, 22? You know, it's been diminished production so far, and the Rangers just need an obvious reset. So,
yeah,
I get it, but I think the emotion, you're different with us with this stuff. You don't let the emotion seep in. A lot of people do. He's going to be missed. A great Ranger.
I did when I was younger, but I think if you let the you can't.
I'm not saying you let it get in the way of a trade, like if you're running the Rangers.
Right.
But you're, I think Ranger fans right now, oh, man. I can't speak for him. I'm not even a huge hockey fan, but I mean, I don't know. What's
sad.
The Knicks equivalent? What's the Yankees equivalent? Give me a name. Like, I don't know. Bernie? Bernie was a champion too. Bernie, but similar maybe?
He's not. I was going to say
Posada? How about Posada?
Maybe.
Who only won two of the four championships because he was the backup.
But still, they won championships. Like,
I know.
The Rangers didn't. Now, look, I'm sure my nephew is upset about this trade, but he's 11 years old. The time had to cut. You have to make this. I'm not saying I don't understand it. I do understand the emotion to it. This is the right move. They need to move on at some point. It just wasn't working. How many times are you going to bang your head against the wall and say, okay, well, we love Kreider. Can't let Kreider go. No, those are the tough decisions that can make you all of a sudden much better as an organization sooner. It failed. He wouldn't have been the first guy for me to go, but there's a reason why he's wanted by the Ducks. They needed to shed that salary, $6.5 million for the next couple of years, each year, the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mika next. When they trade Mika, it sucks. It's sad. I'm more emotionally sad about the fact that they came up short all these years. That's what bothers me.
I get it. So,
I mean, if the Knicks could trade Patrick Ewing, yes, for an equivalent.
Yeah.
And Ewing was far better to the Knicks organization than Chris Kreider was to the Rangers organization. Like, at some point.
But that crushed me when they traded him, even though.
Me too.
The best move would have been to let him stay, let the contract expire, and then they would have reset their finances. Instead, they tried to rebuild on the fly.
I hated that move at the time. This is different, though.
No, I know it is. Well, first of all, Kreider's got a whole lot more game than Patrick did when he was dealt.
Point,
there's no doubt. So I guess the only question, and I'd like to know your answer here. I trust Leon Rose to retool the Knicks however they need to retool them. We've talked about that. You trust Jury?
I do.
Okay.
And I know I might be in the minority here. I know Hoff can't stand him.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because I think a lot of people don't agree with that.
You know why I trust him? Right or wrong, every general manager is going to make some bad moves. Chris Drury is decisive. He has shown, and he's shown a callous nature to his decision-making, which sometimes could be a detriment. I happen to like that. When you're the front office, you're president of the team, and you got to make these tough decisions, you should not let emotion get involved.
Agreed with that.
Or worry about what the fans are thinking.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's been callous. The way he handled Trouba, now I know that some people were saying, well, that was a detriment inside that locker room. Well, then to me, that's on the players in the locker room. And it's on Drury to get to identify the ones who aren't responding, get them out. They hired the right coach in Sullivan. He's a proven winner. I like his pedigree. And I do. To sum it up, I do trust Chris Drury.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Now, we'll find out what's going to happen here, and this will be his last chance to build this thing back up, you would think, but I do trust Drury. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Back to Soto. Tony's in Lodi. What's up, Tony?
Gentlemen, I'm coming correct. BT, I'm sure you remember me from the Lindor days.
Oh,
I called you guys.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I called you guys about a month ago after that Minnesota series beside myself. Emotional, screaming, I wanted Soto out of here. I'm calling to say I'm sorry, Juan. I love you, Juan Soto. I woke up today thinking it was a dream, but realize it's reality that you're here for the next 15 years, okay? I got an 11-month-old son at home.
All right.
Just started saying, Mama, I'm skipping the dad that part. We're teaching him Soto next.
Go,
that's how much this that's how much this guy's made me believe. Sal, I'm programmed for failure as a Met fan. I finally believe Juan Soto is here, and he's changing everything. Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Tony. Look at that.
I remember Tony well. Yeah. Tony, you got to stop being so definitive so early. I mean, you backed it up on Lindor, and you backed it up on Soto.
But this is the right move here to join forces with Soto.
It is. I got to tell you this. I meant to send you the video last night. I just got busy. So we finished up our regular season rec baseball. It's not travel. It's rec. It's like right. In the town, right? And we went on, not that I'm not, it's not a break at all. Trust me, it's not. But the kids went undefeated, 10-0, all right?
Congrats, okay.
No, that's it. Thank you, but I didn't do anything. So the coach, one of my buddies, brought a Soto Yankee jersey. And he had said, this is very interesting. He said that, he said maybe about a week ago, maybe we'll do this. And as we advance, we're going to cut a little piece of the Soto Yankee jersey off.
Okay.
Right? Now, last night, somebody sliced it with a scissor to get the process going because they finished up the regular season. And all the boys are like ripping and tearing and throwing it in the dirt. Colt didn't care at all. He doesn't care about Soto with the Mets.
See, but others do.
Yep.
Others do.
My house has moved on.
Yeah.
My crew's moved on. We've moved on.
I don't fully believe every Yankee fan has moved on from Juan Soto. And here's what I'd say. I'm happy with the results.
You should be.
Truly.
No, I know. If you're not, then you're just a tortured
truly
person.
Happy.
You have to be.
Like Tony was saying, he's conditioned to expect failure and the worst. Things done changed. Soto's a massive, massive part of it. It's not just him, but he's a massive part of the change. The feel is different around here. BT and Sal on the Fan. Soto.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. It became official this morning around 10 a.m. Eastern. Rangers legend Chris Kreider was dealt to the Anaheim Ducks in their god-awful ugly orange uniforms, ending a tenure that may result in the number 20 being retired forever. I got to be honest, I'm a little upset with this. Perhaps more on the Lugauer coming up in a little bit, but I'm here to give you.
You're going to talk Kreider on the Lugauer?
I'm going to talk a little bit of everything. A little Senga, a little Kreider, a little this, a little that. No biggie. The top five guys in my lifetime we wish stayed with the New York team forever.
Well, Kreider would not be in the top five. No offense.
Let the list play out, what? Evan. Again, my lifetime. I'm 38 years old.
That's so you're not going to, just so the older audience knows, you're not going to include George Thomas Seaver.
That's the reason I'm saying my lifetime.
Okay. Because I think he's like number one to many people.
No doubt about it. But I tried to make this modern.
Even Joe Namath. Sean never saw him play.
No, exactly. And obviously that would be a number one based on all the stories. But we're modernizing this a little bit.
It's got to be personal.
Seaver fans. Sean. Yeah. Seaver
fans. I'm trying to make Sean's list just because you're a historian.
Yeah. And how do you know Kreider's on it?
Well, first of all, presidents I wish lived next door to me by Evan Roberts.
That would be some list. I should do that, actually.
Live next door to me. That doesn't mean I even like them. Because living next door to me means I can yell at them.
Right. Throw eggs at their house.
Yeah.
Something like that. TP them on Halloween.
That's a good idea.
Ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Darrell Revis.
Yes. Oh, speaking my language.
Easy one.
Definitely.
I'm surprised that's not higher, to be honest with you.
Well, he doesn't like the Jets, so of course he didn't make it that high.
Right. But I mean, you just think from a IFO standpoint, he was the man.
And you know what makes it worse? It's one thing to not finish your career with this team. Yeah. Like Chris Kreider goes to Anaheim and lives in anonymity. Who gives a crap?
Right.
I mean, it sucks, but who gives a crap?
Sure.
Darrell Revis ends up in New England.
Right.
Tampa, and wins a championship.
Wins a championship and then comes back and stinks.
Yeah, right. And then ends his career with the Kansas City Chiefs of all
right.
places.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Number four.
Rangers legend Brian Leetch. I remember being devastated when
Boston
he was dealt
Bruins.
To Toronto, and then Boston.
Oh, sorry.
He was traded to Toronto and then signed with Boston. Here we go.
Number three.
Another one that killed me at the time, Andy Pettit.
Yeah.
Signs with the Astros with Clemens, comes back and wins the 09 World Series, which helps it.
Right.
But not a full lifer Yankee.
Yeah, you got closure because he came back.
Right, he finished here.
Which is why he was not number one.
True, but I could leave him off the list.
You know how we had this whole...
Because he went and came back.
But you know how we had this whole discussion about, you know, the Yankees never lose somebody, and everybody brings up Cano. They lost Andy Pettit.
Yeah, but he came back.
He did.
Which helps. It helps that he came back. Yeah. It still exists because he's still an Astro, and they had success there, but... It stinks. I agree with him on that.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Patrick Ewing. I mean, how weird does that continue to look?
I would think that's number one, quite frankly.
Oh, would you? All right, let's get to number one.
Number one.
Jacob deGrom.
See, here's the thing.
You're welcome, by the way.
I appreciate that. If this was an Evan list, of course deGrom would be ahead of Ewing. But in terms of the city of New York, they would put Ewing ahead of deGrom.
Okay.
Rightfully, right or wrong, I'm taking the temperature of this town.
Can I give you my reasoning?
Yeah,
I think it's close.
Here was my tiebreak.
Go ahead.
Patrick Ewing left. The Knicks started to fade out and head towards a darker era. Jacob deGrom leaves. Look what we're looking at the last 2 years with the Mets. There is a chance the Mets win a World Series while Jacob deGrom is still playing. And wouldn't that have been perfect to kind of end his career winning a World Series here?
No, that's a good reasoning. That's smart reasoning.
But if anything, it actually...
I don't even know where Pat Ewing ended.
He went to Seattle and he went to Orlando.
Yeah. I
know.
I don't
very weird.
That.
I would argue that the point you just made makes losing him easier. Because I think if Jake was in Texas pitching well, which he is right now, and the Mets suck, they'd be more longing for him. But the fact the Mets have put together some of the best pitching stats in the history of their franchise and they're winning, doesn't it make it a slightly easier?
This is where I push back, because the whole basis of this list starts with the idea that Chris Kreider is not going to finish his career as a Ranger. And there's something to be said. The Tiki Barbers and Eli Mannings are very rare, okay? I am going to always regret or like feel this way. If the Rangers do spend the cap space the right way and they happen to win a cup the next couple of years and Kreider's still playing, I'm going to look back going, this sucked that they couldn't do this with Chris Kreider.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't feel like...
Or you feel like you want to celebrate him with that.
Yes!
Because I can't tell you how many times fans of mine tell me, I wish you would have stayed another year.
Yes! Perfect sample.
They wanted me to have a championship.
But at least you weren't playing for the Raiders.
I was done. But
right.
So I get what you're saying. Like if Jacob deGrom was here and they were... This, I mean, how great would it feel?
It'd be better. No, it'd be 100%. Amazing. I'm not disputing
Not even that the team would be better.
Right.
But just that he would be a part of it.
Oh,
after
yeah.
all those years of toiling and, you know, losing 1-0 games.
100%. No offense to anyone in this rotation, and they've all pitched so well this year. I would rather see Jake on the mound celebrating a championship. So I agree with that. But let me take you into an alternate universe where the Mets never find Grimace last year. Never happens. They never get all the magic and the OMG that goes their way. And the season just toils in disaster. They dump Alonso. They suck. They come back this year. Griffin Canning has a 6 ERA. And the Mets are bad. And DeGrom is doing what he's doing in Texas. It would hurt a lot more. It would be more like, you know what really caused the end of this franchise? They didn't keep DeGrom. So I think that while, yes, it'd be better if Jake was a part of this, much like it'd be better if Kreider was a part of your turnaround, as long as you're doing well, I think it always makes it easier.
Okay. All right, fair enough. My first two out, by the way, were Chris Kreider and OC Umanura. Those were the first two to cut.
Very good.
OC in?
What?
Where did OC in?
Atlanta.
I don't remember that
either. Yeah, that one broke me, man. That one broke
me. What about Justin Tuck?
That was a weird
with
one
the
as well.
Raiders, remember Tuck with the Raiders?
Yeah, but that's just the place you go to retire.
This is what I was going to say. The reason
because of where he went,
right? The difference is OC. I felt like still really had something left, and he kind of had one decent year at Atlanta. Tuck, I kind of felt was done.
Let me go get a paycheck before I go get my MBA and go become richer than I was when I was a player.
Exactly. And there you go.
Gotcha. Very good list. Appreciate it. And I know there's a lot of older listeners saying Joe Namath, Tom Seaver, Darryl Strawberry.
It's my family.
A lot of guys.
Strawberry is one Sean could have.
No, because I don't think he remembers him leaving the Mets.
Doesn't.
Like Darryl almost arcs two
what year were
generations.
You born?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
What year were you born?
1987.
Yeah, he doesn't remember that.
No, he doesn't remember Darryl leaving. He just remembers. In fact, Sean's one of those guys, and there's a lot of people in this audience like this who do not remember Darryl as a Met.
No, and this is not a troll job. People my age, 38 and younger, Darryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden. Are Yankee legends.
It's
a weird age to be, but that's the truth.
I get it from an age perspective. Like, even myself, I barely remember Darryl Strawberry as a Met. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember as a kid knowing, Darryl's one of our best players. And I remember a little bit of him leaving. Very little.
Yeah.
And I do remember him as a Dodger and then a Giant and a Yankee. And it's like, I remember more of Darryl's career away from the Mets than on the Mets. So, yeah, it depends on when you were born to what you remember about those guys. I think Ewing... In a lot of ways, and it's not like Ewing went away and did anything, because he didn't.
Mm-mm.
Unlike DeGrom, who's a legitimate Cy Young candidate.
Yeah.
But I think the idea of Patrick Ewing wearing another jersey, it's disgusting. Like, even to this day, and I don't like the Knicks, it disgusts me thinking of Patrick Ewing wear a Sonics jersey.
How many years did he... So it was 2 years after he left the Knicks, and then he retired?
I think it was about 2 or 3 years. I got to look it up to confirm it. But it wasn't a very long time,
I'm only asking that because if he had something left, then that's why it hurts.
Yeah, and he didn't. He was 38 years old. He played 1 year in Seattle in 01, and then Orlando in 02, and that was it.
Yeah.
And if I gave you his numbers, you'd say, yeah, he was washed.
Right.
He was done. He was playing 20 minutes a night. He was a backup big, essentially, though he did start. So he's just a big who played 15, 20 minutes a night. He wasn't the same player. He was 38 years old. So I guess that part makes it easier that their career was over.
Yeah, because you weren't really missing out on any great moments because he was still great.
Yeah. By the way, one thing that helps your case on DeGrom, we still get calls. They should trade for DeGrom.
Mm,
it's like trying to right the wrong of losing him by trading for him. Which
Andy Pettit.
Which is not going to happen. Unlike Andy
Pettit.
How did
he come back? He got traded back? Or
no.
He free agent?
He came back. He actually retired and then came back.
Yes.
Correct. But he finished his story, as you guys like to say.
He did. And won a World Series in 2009 with the Yankees, which was crazy. So he not only came back, he actually won a championship with the team.
We'll do a little bit of baseball as well. We talked yesterday about the Kreider trade because it felt like it was inevitable and imminent. And obviously now it has happened. Kreider, after a 13-year career with the New York Rangers, is traded to the Ducks. And now it's a matter of, you know, kind of that team felt like it needed to be broken up. Kreider completely, his production fell off the table last year. What do you have, 30 points? He was just not nearly the same player he's been. We didn't get to see him in the postseason where he's thrived because the team didn't make it there. And now they're going to take that money and try and build this team differently. And you know, this same owner that we deal with, the New York Knicks, is running the Rangers. And Chris Drury has been given the stamp and seal of approval. And it's a matter of fixing some of the ills that this group had last year that clearly was an issue. But now they have Sullivan as the head coach. And an end of an era with Chris Kreider traded after 13 years of service, being one of the great playoff players in this era, and certainly for the Rangers. And it's a tough goodbye for a guy who came here with such promise as a young prospect, came up, made his debut in the playoffs, and was just a stalwart and a proven postseason guy in front of the net, creating all kinds of havoc, scoring all kinds of big-time goals in clutch games, especially in games where the Rangers' lives were on the line in elimination games. He was especially good when the Rangers' season was on the line. One of the great Rangers of this run, and it feels a little bit like the end of an era, and clearly a new coach, new generation, moving forward with the New York Rangers, and we have to trust that James Dolan is capable of kind of handling this both at the same time. I know he's got people who runs the operation, but we're concerned he's meddling. He's got a new team making big-time moves, changing the roster, new head coach, and then we got the Knicks, same thing. New head coach, right on the precipice of winning. A lot of action going on at the Garden. Got you for another half hour. We'll take you to the warm-up show at 5. So we talked a little bit of hockey there with Kreider and the trade from the Rangers to the Ducks and the changing that's going to happen. It's going to go on this offseason with the New York Rangers. But right now, you know, we've been kind of blessed to have these two really impressive final series, both in the NBA and the NHL. And last night's game in the NHL Finals, where Edmonton tied the series at 2 after falling behind 3-0 in the first period, and it felt like that was going to be very much like game three, where Florida pulled away, scored early, then pulled away, and there was all the fights, and it felt like the Edmonton Oilers were kind of at a crossroads and you know, mentally being just beaten down again by the Florida Panthers, and they jump out to this 3-0 lead, and Edmonton crawls back, fights back, ties it at 3, takes the lead 4-3, gives up a game-tying goal with 19 seconds left with the extra man and the goalie pulled. And then in overtime, and I want to play the call because it was, I just heard Marco play it in the 4 o'clock update. If you haven't heard this, you want to, is this Edmonton Oilers radio? Yeah. So this is just the Oilers radio broadcast. Just an incredible call of the game-winning goal from Drysdale that is now his, what was it, fourth game-winning goal of this postseason. An incredible call, an incredible moment, really an incredible series that we are now, you know, now it's 2-2, and these last three are going to be really incredible hockey games. These first four have been really impressive as well. So listen to this call last night, the game-winning goal for the Edmonton Oilers. I don't know why I'm having trouble with Edmonton Oilers. As the Oilers tie the series at 2.
Florida makes the long change. Breaking free is Draisaitl to the net. Score! Leon Draisaitl has tied the series with his fourth OT winner in the playoffs. Final score, Edmonton 5, Florida 4 in overtime.
That's a great call. That is a great call. I could listen to that over and over again. That is an incredible call. The amount of and listen, that's an incredible moment. They're about to blow that game, fall behind 3-1, lose, you know, which would put them really in, you know, in a miserable spot, obviously, down 3-1 in the series against the Florida Panthers. We beat them last year after they kind of, you know, got their asses kicked in both ways on the scoreboard in the fights at the end of game number three. They fall behind early, fight all the way back, take the lead, then blow it with 19 seconds left. That would have been a devastating loss for the Edmonton Oilers. Instead, they figure out a way to get that game-winning goal in overtime. An incredible call. And now we are poised for a big-time, most likely, in my opinion, seven-game series in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals. The Indiana Pacers take a 2-1 lead over the just huge favorite Oklahoma City Thunder. And the implications for the Knicks and everything that happened with that. Can you imagine the Pacers winning this series? I don't even know how. Depending on what kind of fan you are, you could take different things out of it as a Knicks fan. Hey, we were supposed to, you know, we were supposed to beat them. Let's be fair. They're the NBA champs. They beat Oklahoma City. They're the better team. We still have to figure out a way to get better than they are, but I feel a hell of a lot better about blowing that series. Then now they are the NBA champions, or it could make you sick to your stomach knowing that, you know, you're up 14 points with 2.5 minutes in game number one with an opportunity to win that series. You win that game, and maybe Oklahoma City was ripe for the picking after a, you know, a long playoff run, went through seven with Denver, takes care of Minnesota, and right now, the Pacers just are dictating the games, playing at their pace, playing Indiana Pacer basketball, and right now they have a 2-1 lead. So we're lucky enough right now where we have two first-place baseball teams, and we got two really good finals in both the NBA and the NHL. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Bob in Floral Park. What's up, Bob?
Hey, C-Mac. How you doing, man?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Good. I heard about the Stanley Cup you were talking about. I want to agree. This series has been incredible and a ton of fun to watch.
The first two games were classics. Game three wasn't, but it ends with a huge, just the entire team's brawling with each other. And then this one was the topsy-turvy nature. You thought this series was you thought the game was over, the series was over, and that Edmonton had just been beaten mentally when they're down 3-0 in the first period. And then they come raging back and win a classic overtime game that sets up really an exciting series.
Yeah, now it's the best of three, and it's going to be a great one. But I wanted to talk about the heartbreaking news today about Chris Kreider being traded from the Rangers. It's heartbreaking, man. You know, a guy that, you know, has done so much for this team, all-time leader in playoff goals, you know what I mean? Been here forever, done a lot of great things, a lot of great memories for this team. And then he's just gone. I understand about last year. He, you know, obviously wasn't 100% healthy either. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a guy like that, you're going to get rid of him. And then, you know, 93 is a vintage ad. The guy is as soft as a tissue. And you're going to keep him around. You ain't going to win with that guy playing number one center. He ain't Barkov. He ain't even Jamie Benn. You know what I mean? And this is our number one center. You know what I mean? He couldn't even play center last year. He had to go play wing. We got JT Miller.
I think we have had a long-standing discussion about him and Panarin as the two stars of the team. Are they, one, good enough, two, the right type of player to get you through the gauntlet that is the NHL playoffs? So that
is
the discussion we've had about this group for a couple of years, going back a couple of years now, whether or not this team is tough enough. And if those are the kind of players, those finesse, you know, if you want to call them soft, you know, last year you could certainly call them that. But like Panarin and Zibanejad, are those the kind of guys who can be your best players on a team that wins you a Stanley Cup final? So, but they're in the process of trying to change it. I think it starts with Kreider. It starts with Kreider. Yeah. He had to waive his no trade clause. He did for Joel Quenneville. Apparently, had a large role in it, and we'll see. You know how I think he'll be a productive player in Anaheim. I do. I don't think his days of being a productive NHL player are over, but I do understand the move. It comes with a lot of sadness and it comes with the end of an era, but it also is the kind of move that, I mean, it's warranted, it's justified, and now they have to go out and use that money wisely. Was it $6.5 million, something like that?
Yeah,
just under $7 million that they're going to have to go out there and try and make this team better. So now it's up to this GM to go figure out a way to go do that.
I agree, because I think Will Cooley, too, is going to get a big offer sheet.
Yeah.
He had a great season. I think teams see what he can bring and the toughness. He'll drop the gloves with anybody. He'll, you know, lay the hammer. And, you know, he's going to get a decent, you know, offer sheet. So I think that 6.5, glass half full here, being sad about Kreider, at least, you know, I think we can keep Will Cooley now, maybe add a couple pieces. But I would love to see, you know, somehow getting 93 out of here. I really cannot stand that guy. Like, we will not win with him as, you know, our fearless leader.
No, I understand, Bob, and thank you for the call. He had a terrible year. He got better in the second half of the season, was miserable to start the year, and there have been questions about the type of team that they have. You know, last year's President's Trophy winner and went into the postseason and dominated it early and then got involved in you could feel it come in the end of the Carolina series where Kreider, of all people, gives them that incredible performance in game six. So you could have felt them having that series like fall and, you know, slip through their fingers. And instead, Kreider stepped up and had an incredible performance and won them that game, won them that series. But you could kind of sense the momentum of going through a playoff series, having to be tough, playing the types of teams like Carolina and then clearly Florida. And whether or not their stars and style of play, with especially last year being so power play dominant and relying on the power play and relying on special teams and not being good enough 5-on-5, and not being tough enough and not having enough center depth and all the issues that this team has had throughout the years, that's going to still be a question. And the change of Chris Kreider doesn't do that. They're going to have to really, you want to revamp this entire kind of core. It kind of feels like the time to end things and start anew. Obviously, you have the goalie. You'll have some key players that you keep. But you're going to try and revamp this Rangers team and see if, and I don't know if it's next year. It might be a year. It might be 2 years. It might be a three-year process. Under this new head coach who has done, obviously, an incredible job in Pittsburgh, won championships, familiar, was on the Rangers bench during the Tortorella days, someone who's going to come in here, hopefully, in Sullivan, and it's going to change everything about this team, but it might take time for the roster to catch up. 888-808-1019.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.